Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. Wanted to go over this story. Tragic, tragic, tragic story from Japan that I saw on the news this morning. Their former president or prime minister, I'm not sure what they refer to him as, was assassinated. Just unbelievable. Guy went up and from the story or from the news that is out right now, just this crazy guy came up and it was Shinzo Abe, I believe, the former leader of Japan. Let's go over to my Twitter feed. Yeah, Shinzo Abe, the guy who they named Abenomics after, was just giving a speech, and some crazy dude came and just shot him in the neck a couple times. Just unbelievable, unbelievable. And I think what you won't hear in the mainstream media is a couple things. Number one, Japan has very, very tight gun control laws, and this guy just made his own gun. So, I mean, I don't want to make this about gun control, but at the end of the day, if someone wants to kill someone else, they'll hit him with a car, or they'll stab him. You know, they'll get the job done some way, unfortunately. So I don't think it's as much about the guns as it is the culture and the mindset of the individuals pulling the triggers. But we'll shelf that for right now, because I think the bigger story here is what could happen in the future. And unfortunately, like I said in this tweet, I think that the odds are this will only get worse as far as social unrest, which is, at the end of the day, kind of what this is about. I mean, obviously the person who shot him was mentally ill, but you're going to see more and more people at their wits' end in the future over the next few years, and you're going to see more and more mental illness most likely as well from people being at their wits' end, and because the amount of stress that they're having to endure, that leads to more drug use, etc. I mean, this is how it works. This is why the economy is so important. This is why economic growth at the end of the day is so important. Because if you don't have that economic growth, I mean, I know a lot of the nature types out there like to think that, you know, we should all just go back to a world where we're living in teepees and hunting buffalo. But you don't understand what comes along with that world. And if we were to go back to that world, as great as that would be for some, others would turn to drugs, depression, stress, standard of living going down, the average life expectancy going down, all of these things. And what I concluded the tweet with is, especially if the dollar continues higher. And so I didn't want to make this story about economics, but at the end of the day, it's an economic story. Now, this particular instance, I'm not saying was due to the dollar going up, although the dollar has gone way up, or the yen has gone way, way down. But I'm not saying that there's a connection here. Maybe there is, maybe there isn't. But what I am saying is that in the future, if the dollar continues to go up, you're going to see more of this. You just are. It's again, people, economic activity declines, standard of living declines, people can't put food on the table, people can't put gas in their car, they can't put a roof over their head, the stress goes through the roof, there's a lot more mental illness in aggregate total, a lot more drug use. Again, people are pushed to an extreme, and in extreme stress conditions, even mentally healthy people do stupid, stupid, stupid things that they otherwise never would. And again, I'm not saying that is applicable to this particular situation, but what I am saying is that, you know, we've got this perfect storm. I just did a story on how the Dutch farmers are protesting, and we're most likely going to have at least higher food prices, if not outright shortages in the future. That's usually the line in the sand for most people. If you look at history, it's when they can't put food on the table. That's when you got big problems. Even as a politician, which is another reason why I'm shocked that they're pushing these, let's call them agendas, that will increase the price of food and decrease the supply of food. Hey guys, I want to remind you to check out Rebel Capitalist Pro. This is the incredible online investment forum that I have with investment experts Lynn Alden and Chris McIntosh. It includes professionals such as Patrick Serezna from Macro Voices. He specializes in options. Tony Greer, commodity trading. Jason Hartman, real estate. And Brent Johnson with macroeconomics. If you want to build wealth and thrive in this world of out-of-control central banks and big governments, Rebel Capitalist Pro is the resource you need. So check it out today at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. We'll see you inside with the fellow Rebel Capitalists that are taking their investing to the next level. But along with these insane climate change initiatives, let's say, you've got the dollar problem. And if the global economy continues to slow, the dollar will continue to rise. And then you've got this feedback loop where the dollar just goes higher, which pushes the economy down even more, which pushes the dollar even higher. While at the same time, we've got the Fed raising rates, or at least raising rates a lot faster than other global central banks, which does what? Gives more tailwind to the dollar. And then if you think about it, kind of the knock-on effects, okay, well, if the global economy goes down, that means less stuff is being produced. We don't produce much stuff in the United States. That means we would import more, but there would be less to import. Therefore, the price of those imports would most likely go up. This would be an inflationary pressure on the CPI in the United States. If the CPI continues to go up, what happens to interest rates? Most likely go up as well. What happens to the dollar? Get stronger. Another feedback loop. I mean, the good news is there are no certainties. There are only probabilities. But I think the bottom line here is that, sad, sad, tragic news from Japan. But we need to be cognizant of the fact that this could get worse before it gets better. And I think that's why it's really important to be self-sustainable, to try to increase your net worth or your purchasing power, if you will, so you've got more freedom, more flexibility to make sure that your standard of living and the standard of living of your family does not decrease. I think that's also why it's very important to have a plan B. So if something hits the fan, you can go somewhere else, whatever your plan B is. I think now's the time to think of that. Better to be a year early than a day late. And what's the downside having a plan B? So, crazy stuff happening in the world today. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market, capitalism. We'll see you in the next video.